I called to the guard, and then made my way forward as quickly as possible. I reached the back platform of the tender, and there stood Crawler upon the engine board, his hat and coat off, his long black hair floating wildly in the wind, his shirt unbuttoned at the front, his sleeves rolled up, with a pistol in his teeth, and thus glaring upon the fireman, who lay motionless upon the fuel. The furnace was stuffed till the very latch of the door was red hot, and the whole engine was quivering and swaying as though it would shiver to pieces. "Crawler! Crawler!" I cried at the top of my voice. The crazy engineer started and caught the pistol in his hand. Oh, how those great black eyes glared, and how ghastly and frightful the face looked.
"Ha, ha, ha!"
he yelled demoniacally, glaring upon me like a roused lion.
"They said that I could not make it, but see, see, see my new power, see my new engine. I made it, and they are jealous of me. I made it, and when it was done, they stole it from me. But I have found it. For years I have been wandering in search of my great engine, and they said it was not made, but I have found it. I knew it this morning when I saw it at Danzig, and I was determined to have it, and I've got it. Ho, ho, ho! We're on our way to the moon, I say. We'll be in the moon in 4 and 20 hours. Down, down, villain! If you move, I'll shoot you!"